There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I think Michelle will be jumping back in with us here in a minute. Man, I don't even remember all of what we there she is. Hello, Michelle. Welcome. She's putting the sound stuff in. There we go. Welcome aboard. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. It was so fast.
Yeah,
like
I know.
I tried to get something done, and then I was like, oh, my God, I got to go back on because I was listening.
No, all right.
I think it's important that you played that trailer, and I had not seen that before, and I was just watching the show and listening while I was on. Okay, so did you – so for everybody that's listening or watching, that's going to happen here. Okay, that was China. She said that her and her brother were in the camps. They didn't get a hearing.
Yeah.
That's going to happen here.
Well, listen, if you think about it, it's what's
happening.
Well, I mean, you look at the J6 people, it's what happened to them. They didn't get a hearing. They're still rotting
in prison, and what do we do about it?
Yep.
We go on Facebook and post what we have for lunch.
They got arrested. They're being held. This faux trial that just took place with Stuart Rhodes. They're gonna try to railroad the Proud Boys. They've roped into this. If you read about, you know, what the press is putting out, but it's also what they put in. They roped in, Michael Flynn and Roger Stone and I think the last name is Alexander, but basically three people who they claim have very close ties to President Trump. And the whole goal of this is to try to pin a sedition charge against Donald Trump. That's what their goal is. But don't get, what we gotta be careful about is that we don't get caught up in personality or singular individual, because we got to get onto the page of understanding that this is about all of our rights. And I do appreciate that for the most part, that is what, you know, President Donald Trump talks about, is he says, look, if, you know, you look at it and say, well, you know, it's you. Well, but the issue is if they can do this to him, they'll do it to us. And you mentioned, Michelle, about it coming and happening here. And this is where that article, it's entitled, Biden Turns America or Turns Over American Sovereignty to China. Written by, Daniel Green. It was put out in an email by Act for America. Daniel is a great writer, man. If you don't follow, Sultan Kanish, Sultan Kanish, Sultan Kanish, Daniel Greenfield, he's just an incredible thinker. But he talks about, so here's the comment from FBI Director Chris Wray. It is outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop, you know, in New York, let's say, without proper coordination. What? Hey, what?
Well, they are coordinating. That's the thing.
They're coordinating
with them against us. Yeah.
They're coordinating with our own government against us. And then you have somebody like Ray out there parroting and pretending to be aghast at, because they're not, well, they didn't, you know, they're not working. We'd be happy to help them round up these people. That's what he's saying. That is what he's saying. And how do we know this? Because the guy that's pretending to be the president of the United States stood behind a microphone on the 1st of September with great dramatic lighting behind him and the United States Marines standing in front of dark flags telling us that half of the country are a threat and need to be treated as such. And now we have them red-handed. We have caught them again manipulating elections. This is banana republic behavior, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're discussing here. This is absolutely banana. And then we have talking heads on our side saying, well, you know, if you're talking about abortion, if you're talking about when life begins and killing babies, and if you're talking about the integrity of elections and how every vote actually should count and how elections are being manipulated, well, if you're talking about those things, those are losing arguments. And nobody wants to hear that. They're telling you, don't value life. And they tell you that by cutting out the creator. They say there is no creator. There's no creation. All right. Michelle, we did it again and we're going to get into one of those commercial spots again. So, we got to hit some of the points with regards to this document that's been filed. And then there was something else too that we had talked about, that I wanted to bring you back on to discuss that we weren't going to be able to get into last time.
Oh, the homeless people.
Yes, and, the disappearing homeless people.
The overload of apartment complexes. Yeah, and the
buildings that they're building, all of these buildings that they're building,
which is
very unusual.
Yeah, in a declining market, we're in a recession.
Well, but here's what we have to understand. You've got the same thing in China. You realize if you go to China, you will find sections in China where they have massive amounts of buildings empty, high rises empty, nobody living in them. Now what they're doing is they are relocating, and the shutdowns that they're doing, they're using those buildings and they are moving people into those buildings and locking them up.
Welcome to Corruption County.
I wonder.
But you know, in order to do that, you need to have somebody in a position of power to be able to orchestrate that. So, Katie Hobbit.
So why Katie Hobbit?
Doesn't it all now?
Katie Hobbit.
Her name's not Hobbit?
No, it's...
Wait, are you sure? It's not Hobbit?
I was thinking it was Hobbs, but maybe...
No, I think it's Hobbit.
Okay, it's Hobbit.
I don't know. Maybe it's a typo?
I don't know. Maybe. All right. So hit a couple of those points in that 17-page document you got there in your hands. The secret sauce document. Go ahead.
Which is public information. So I'm going to make sure that it's going to be in the Substack. Yeah. I'm going to launch the Substack and put a whole bunch of notes in it.
SaveMyFreedom.us. It's not launching it. The Substack's already there. You're going to add to it.
You're
going to launch it. It's already exists.
Now you sound like
one of them. What are you doing?
We don't want to do that.
Shifting hands. It's not here. It's here. It's not here. It's here. It's here. It's not here. Over here.
Squirrel. Let's see my racing stripes. I'm so fast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the document goes through many of the things that happened in the election, right? In the fraudulent and malfeasance and malnutrition.
All right, so you were election. Talking about the 503,000. That was one of the things
I pulled up the email. So basically what it is from 2018 to April 2022, inactive voters, the low was 220, the high was 302,000. Okay, 302,000.
And when we say inactive, what we're saying is these are people who were on the rolls who, according to their claiming that the records indicate that these people weren't voting, and so they basically kind of set them aside.
Right. This is
part of the cleaning of the roll. Get this.
Quote,
this is a part of the quote.
Okay.
Now, on our side, we wanted a roll cleaning. We wanted dead people taken off. We wanted people that have moved out of state taken off. We want that kind of cleaning to take place. We want a clean roster of individuals that are actually living there, that are verified, all of these things. And that was what they told us that they were doing. They told us. But now what we're discovering is that's not what they did at all. Go ahead. 503,000 now is what happened, right?
Right. So from April 2022 mm-hmm. through the election, through the date that the election, you were able to register October 11th, I believe it was. The inactive voter roll went up to 503,000. Can you see a pattern here? That's never happened before.
Well, Michelle, that's because they were cleaning the roll. They were getting rid of all those dead people and all the people that moved. Okay. They don't do that.
They don't clean the rolls, right? They have not done that before, but here.
But that's what they'll tell you. But that's what they say. That's what they say.
All the time.
And so what did we find out? Because many of these 503,000 showed up.
Oh, wait. To vote. That's the call for Emerald. Can I jump on the call for Emerald?
All right.
I'll be back.
Okay. So what happens really quickly, and then Michelle will be back with us, when we get a chance to bring her back on. But just to close that out. So what happened is that you have people that showed up to vote and they were told, people who had been voting, people who had been showing up at the polls, had voted consistently for years, and they show up at the polls, and they're told, well, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go through this process because we have you listed as inactive. Well, I voted in the primary. I know, but today you're inactive. And I voted in the election of 2020. I know, but today you're listed as inactive. Do you see what's happened? They use the cover of our own efforts to clean the rolls, and then they made actual voters, Republican conservative voters in particular, labeled them inactive intentionally. Back with more after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right. So the battle for America's soul. We've been talking this morning about the Arizona election. We've been talking about Section 230 and whether or not social media platforms have the right to ban you. And how that is interpreted. And Jason Fick came on and talked with us about understanding that. I've talked a little bit with you, and I encourage you to go to Front Page Mag and read the article. But Daniel Greenfield has written some extensive information about the CCP. And what they're doing, basically the CCP has set up police stations in New York. They're doing the same thing in many other of our larger cities across our country. And the director of the FBI's response to such is simply to say, well, you know, I wish they would coordinate with us. One of the things that I want to bring out with regards to that, so the FBI is instead running around raiding the homes of nonviolent pro-life protesters. This is a quote out of the article. I've talked about this. We talked about this with Reverend Jim Harden on Monday, or on Tuesday morning, I should say, from Compass Care. We talked with others about this as well, this whole issue of them going and basically threatening to break down and knock down doors. They went into Mark Houck's home in front of his small children with weapons drawn and put their rifles in his face. Because why? Because he was at an abortion clinic, but not at the clinic, out on the sidewalk, out in front on a public space with his daughter. And there's testimony of women who have made choices to say, you know what, I am going to rethink this whole abortion issue, because there are a lot of health and mental and emotional and spiritual ramifications that women deal with after having gone through an abortion. That is a fact. And there are alternatives that are available, and that's all that's being presented. And a man was almost physically, he was verbally assaulting Mark Houck's young daughter. I believe she was either 12 or 14. And he was in her face, towering over her and yelling at her in her face. And he was asked repeatedly to stop his aggressive behavior towards the daughter, and he wouldn't stop. And so Mark got in between him and the daughter and told him to stop and moved him away. And the direct result of that is that suddenly he is under some federal charges with regards to this. But those are the kinds of things that the FBI is engaged in, but not engaged in protecting citizens from the reach of the CCP, a foreign national government coming into American soil and threatening and trying to intimidate American citizens. in addition to that, we have the case of the January 6th situation. And this is out of the article by WAPO. It says, analysts called the outcome a vindication for the Justice Department. The jury's verdict on seditious conspiracy confirms that January 6th was not just legitimate political discourse or a peaceful process that got out of hand. This was a planned, organized, violent assault on the lawful authority of the U.S. government and the peaceful transfer of power. Interestingly, you had violence that took place and vehicles actually set on fire on the day of President Trump's inauguration in 2016. But no big deal, nothing done with regards to that. There was, and we have the evidence of this in video. If you go to bloodyhill.com, if you go to stophate.com and watch several of the video and presentations done there, if you look at Nick Searcy's presentation, the Capital Punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, and if you look at what took place, Epic Times and the real January 6th. Evidence is there. Four Americans were in fact murdered on that day. A guard, a DC Capitol Police, Brian Sicknick, died as a direct result of negligence of the DC Capitol Police, all under the control of Nancy Pelosi. So it goes on to say, now the only remaining question is how much higher did those plans go and who else might be held criminally responsible? And then it goes on, the Justice Department is committed to holding accountable those criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. Rhodes, who was at the Capitol but did not enter on January 6th, and Tarrio, who allegedly directed his group from Baltimore, drew heightened security because of the prominence of their followers' actions at the Capitol and linkages to violence. Both also claim ties to a long list of Trump advisors. And here's where we get into them going after. They have included political confidant Roger Stone, Stop the Steal organizer Ali Alexander, and former national security aide Michael Flynn, while attorney Sidney Powell's nonprofit raised legal funds for Rhodes' co-defendants. It's, again, folks, understand what's happening here. This is all working back to going after, as I said in the very first segment, and then I'm going to take my break, but as I said in the very first segment, this is all working back to going after half of America that Joe Biden said in his speech on the 1st of September are enemies of America and all our domestic terrorists. Well, I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray. We need to vocalize our faith and we need to stand for our Constitution and for biblical truth. I'll be back with more coming up right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program my good friend Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being with me today, sir.
Brother, it's always good to be with you.
Well, my. These are certainly very challenging times that we find ourselves in. You know, I know you and I both are old enough to remember the days when the United States was the one that would help to protect and defend the rights of people who were choosing freedom and choosing liberty. And now here we are at home. I was just mentioning in my last segment, I didn't mention this to you in the green room, but I was mentioning Daniel Greenfield over at David Horowitz's site, Front Page Mag, has written an article about Biden turning over sovereignty of America to China. And the FBI director in his Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing says it's outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop, you know, in New York, let's say, without proper coordination. Ward, what is a foreign nation doing setting up police stations in our country? And the FBI's concern is, well, we just want to make sure they coordinate with us before they start setting up shop, enforcing their laws in our country.
I know. I have never, ever seen, and I'm 83, I have never seen a moment like right now. During the darkest hours of Jim Crow, and many of your listeners may not even know what Jim Crow is. He was not a person. It was a concept. It was the belief system that white people are better than black people, and therefore they should be segregated, like clothes. You don't go to the laundry room and put your colored clothes in with the white clothes. I always knew.
Yeah.
They had to be segregated. And that belief system is something that we as a people, a country, said, no, that doesn't make sense. Pastor Yang, I believe right now that if we put on the ballot of any state in our country, any state, the language that we, the people, shall be treated as equals forever, no preferences to anybody, with no language out there and no messaging on the part of government officials. Mm-hmm. Just put that language on the ballot. Every state would approve it. Every state.
Mm-hmm.
Without question. The healing power of being created by a supreme being as equals is what brings the country together. The founders recognize that. You and I have recognized it. And I ain't no genius. That's the healing power of a country. It unifies us. And there's so many ways in our lives that we violate that belief system. And when we do, at the law enforcement level, at the voting level, at any level, it begins to rupture and fracture the society.
Well, there's
end of sermon.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's no question. I had a conversation yesterday with Scott Smith, who I'm going to be bringing on the program probably this next week. His daughter was raped in the bathroom at her high school by a boy that wore a dress. And claimed the right to be able to go into the girl's bathroom because he said, I feel like I'm a girl. But that wasn't the first girl that he raped. And you know, we're codifying that with this Respect for Marriage Act, which throws in interracial marriage only for the purpose of trying to garner certain votes, when interracial marriage has not been a problem relative to the laws on the books since the 1960s.
1967.
And yet it is coupled in the you know. And that I bring that up only because of what's happening to our children. And I think that's another thing that most Americans would rally around and do rally around, is that kids should not be being forced into or coerced into sexual ideologies in grammar school. These kinds of concepts and thoughts and so on don't belong in a child's education. 8-year-olds don't need to be being taught in public school masturbation and hormone therapy.
Amen.
You know, a healthy society, a healthy culture is certainly proven historically and factually. Family Research Council has done deep dive studies into this. A healthy culture begins with a healthy family structure. And that structure is mom, dad, and kids.
We know that, you know? You go ahead.
No. You go ahead, sir. Please.
When I was in college, I had a professor who said, Mr. Connerly, she always called me Mr. Connerly. Why do you believe certain things? I said, I don't know. What do you mean? She said, why are there certain things that you believe in? Is it because your parents told you? I said, yeah, sure. She said, no, but what if it's an issue that your parents never even discussed with you? She said, are there certain things that you just know are right? Or you know are wrong? You know that you shouldn't walk up and punch somebody in the nose, don't you? Said, well, yeah, sure. How do you know that? I said, I don't know. I just know. She said, you realize the words that you kept saying over and over and I kept saying, no, K-N-O-W. We have a knower. There's a knower that's inside of us, all of us in the back of our heads, that tell us what we should do, right from wrong. We just know it. Your knower, she said, your knower is something that I can't explain what it is, but we have a collective knower. And when in doubt, we just know that we shouldn't do this. She said, the Almighty puts that in all of us, our knower. And Pastor Greg, from that moment on, I began to think of life in a different sort of way. My knower. What does my knower say? I know that there are certain things, and I trace that back to the Almighty God. And I have relied on my knower since 19. I think I was about 10 years old when I realized that I shouldn't do certain things, that I should do certain things. That was my knower counseling me. And when Dr. Freely exposed me to it and I thought it through, I realized, yeah, there's a knower.
This makes sense.
It makes it.
Yeah, this makes sense. We got to take a break here in a second. But it's interesting because I, you know, when we talk about progressives and communists, they insert what we know as atheism, and the reason that they insert atheism is to break down and destroy that knower, that conscience. They don't want us to have a knower. They need to destroy that conscience, and that's why they go after the kids. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I was so busy here having a wonderful conversation with my good friend Ward Connerly that I almost forgot to bring you guys into it. So, yes. All right. Well, welcome back. You know, so we're talking about, you know, that breakdown of the knower, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because you know the one of the goals, 45 goals of the communists is to insert and bring in, you know, pornography and the homosexuality and all these different things, and the purpose of it, it says, is to tear down the moral fiber and create confusion and chaos in our moral compass, and then that allows them to be able to come in and insert concepts and thoughts and actions and behaviors that we normally never would have considered, except that they've basically wipe the hard drive clean, and the knower has been erased.
Yeah.
And then they create the confusion and chaos out of that, because without that knower, then there's no path that's actually followed. You were talking about, you know, rule of law and the necessity for having certain rules and guidelines and regulations, like, for example, when you're driving down the road. You want to go ahead and share about what you were saying about that, Ward?
Well, I mentioned to your audience that, There's so many transactions that we make every single day that we don't have time to sit down and think it through. Should I do this? Should I do that? Those things are done almost automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to think about this, you think, what makes me do this? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? I mean, I'm not thinking about every word I say to you, Pastor Greg. I'm just responding to you. Why am I saying these words? What's coming out of my head? Did I think about that? No. Well, why did it happen? I don't know. And as you say, well, Ward, why do you keep saying no? What's this no all about? Well, I don't know, but I know that I don't know that old Chinese proverb, he who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is asleep. Or willing, teach him. I mean, there are four parts to that, but what's the operative word in all parts of that? K-N-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us has one of those K-N-O-Wers, our knower. It guides us. It tells us right from wrong. Do I go on the lane over here where another car is coming at me? No, I know that I shouldn't do that. And where do we get that knower? We have lost it. Mm-hmm. It has been taken out of us. It's overruled by people that don't mean good. And there has to be something that reinserts that knower and makes us recognize it and be guided by it. That's the Creator. And Madison and all those other people that came before us centuries ago, they knew that. They had that knower. You and I have that knower. The listener on the other end has that knower. And if we just said, wipe the slate clean of all the laws and let's just consult our knower, I think we would be an infinitely better people than we are right now.
Yeah, it, you know, a lot of the things that have been brought forth and been put forth and put on the books certainly are beginning to be in direct conflict with, what we know we should be engaged in and what we know to be true and what we know holds a society together and makes it healthy and makes it well. And again, this progressive agenda is all about, turning our world upside down. And, you know, you were mentioning, a moment I know we're going to run out of time on this, but you were mentioning about, you know, Jim Crow laws and what that was, you know, what that was about, you know, the CRT that they've tried to push back into schools is that exact same thing on steroids. It's the idea that, you know, if you're white, then you're supposed to hate black people. And if you're black, then you're oppressed and you're supposed to have certain attitudes towards white people. Instead of what our knower tells us. And our knower tells us that we are all created by a creator and we are all equal under God and we should love one another accordingly. And, you know, Ward, that's what brings you and I together each week is our care as brothers, one for the other. And I'm so grateful to call you my friend. So thank you.
My brother, you said my words and you, my thoughts, my beliefs came out of your knower.
Well, sounds like we know the same knower. And that's what I appreciate about you, brother. All right, we're out of time. Ward Connerly has been my very special guest. He's with us each and every week, and we're so grateful for him. Do me a favor. Keep Ward in your prayers because we need him strong so that he can continue to be a strong voice for us. And I'm so grateful to have his input on my program. Ward, God bless you. Have a very, very blessed weekend and week, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you and your audience.
All right. Take care. All right. Next up, Pastor Rafael Cruz joins us. We're calling pastors. Look, speaking about knowers, we need pastors to get engaged in the knower fight. And getting us reconnected back to the one who knows all. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Don't forget to get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.